This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. Lee County is confident it set the world record this week for the most people simultaneously planting flower bulbs. Tri-State's Public Radio's Jason Parrott tells us what it was like where the dirt was flying.
3, 2, 1. At the sound of a horn, more than 1,500 volunteers started digging and planting. It was organized chaos like HGTV meets an Olympic relay. The volunteers knew they had just 1 hour, so they rushed into the freshly tilled dirt and started the planting process.
We're gonna make a hole.
That's Dale Heidbreeder of Donaldson explaining how to plant the bulbs.
If you got the brown bags, which are the tulips, make a hole about 6 inches deep. Go like that, put the bulb in there, then cover it up.
Heidbreeder supervised one section of the project, 50 people, 250 bulbs. He could only advise, he could not assist. Most of Heidbreeder's crew was from Keokuk's George Washington Elementary. Fourth grader Thomas Nemechek was excited to participate in a world record attempt.
This will be really fun, and I bet everybody around here is really excited to do it.
Thomas's classmate Kaylee Fountain certainly was.
Because I could be able to set a Guinness World Record.
Thomas and Kaylee worked next to each other, planting their bulbs just like they talked about at school. Kaylee said afterwards it was not easy.
Because the stick did not work.
Uh-oh, what'd you do then? Did you have to use your hands?
Yeah.
Thomas says he had no problem using a tent stake to dig.
All you had to do was push your hand on the little flat thing and it would go deep, and then all you had to do was swirl it.
It seemed to go smoothly for all involved, and the planting was finished in about 30 minutes. Dale Heidbreeder says he's excited to see the record become official.
It'll be something, you know, I can share with my kids and my grandkids and just people forever, yeah. It'll be amazing.
Organizers believe they might have doubled the previous record of 850 people planting flower bulbs, which was set in 2014 in the United Kingdom. And they are especially excited because almost all of the volunteers were children from the school districts in Lee County. It could be early next year before the county learns if it set the record, because the results must be confirmed by Guinness World Records. I'm Jason Parrott, Tri-State's Public Radio News.